WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a certain kind of movie sequence that, frankly, I can't stand, no matter how good the picture surrounding it is. You know the kind I mean. Our hero and heroine meet cute, and then as they start falling for each other, it's time for the dreaded love montage. The couple go to the beach and eat hot dogs and laugh and jump on the Ferris wheel where it's really hilarious because they get stuck at the top, and all along we never hear what they're saying because the whole sequence is nothing but little snippets of scenes with the movie's love theme playing over them. Well, it's finally here, the movie for all those people who wondered what they were really saying at the top of the Ferris wheel. Cousins is like one long love montage, only slowed down so you can hear every blessed word. Come on, listen up.
If the lake were to swallow me up right now, I would die a happy man.
It has been a long time since I've been this happy, too.
Is it just me, or do you also have this uncontrollable desire to put our lips together?
We can't.
You're right.
Have you ever cheated on Tish?
Once. In Monopoly. I stole all her good properties while she was doing her nails.
That was Ted Danson and Isabella Rossellini as the two nicest, sweetest, most charming people in the world. Heck, these two will sleep together only as a last resort because they're so darn nice, especially compared to their spouses, Sean Young and William Peterson, respectively, who met at a recent wedding party and snuck off together to make it in Peterson's BMW. That's how Danson and Rossellini met, you see. They were both wondering what happened to their spouses. And now they really like each other, and we really like them. And the scenery up there in British Columbia is just terrific. And Joel Schumacher, the director, is better at soft focus than anyone since, well, since Jean-Charles Tachella, who made Cousin Cousine, the 1975 hit French movie on which this one is based. Now, Cousin Cousine was no prize, but it had some grace and some subtlety. And the way it spun its story through a kind of reluctant indirection was genuinely seductive. Cousins reduces all of that to two big questions. When are these two going to jump in the sack, and will they get away with it? And by the way, do we care about their spouses? Of course not. In the world of Cousins, there are only two kinds of people. Amazingly wonderful people and amazingly crass people. And the crass people, who include the spouses in question, deserve what they get. What they get, however, is better acting than they deserve. William Peterson manages to humanize the insect-like car dealer he plays, and Sean Young is dazzlingly sexy and funny as Danson's unlikely wife. Meanwhile, Danson himself creates an astonishing screen enigma. We're told that his character can't afford a car, that he lives in a hovel in Chinatown and teaches ballroom dancing to modern maturity readers for a living. And yet Danson still manages to convey the impression that he's wearing a Rolex and has a closet full of Armani back at the old pied-à-terre. As for Rossellini, well, even in this infuriating movie, she's enormously winning. Can she act? Actually, she's getting better. And when a performer can sit on a screen and radiate the way she does, well, there are moments when you can forgive even the world's longest and sappiest love montage.